Welcome to In Focus. Always a pleasure to have our next guest with us, Margot Hallam, who, of course, is the executive director of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital Foundation. Margot, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks, Bob. Nice to be here.
It is nice to be here, and it's a great topic to be here talking to you about. This is Giving Tuesday, which is actually coming up tomorrow. And for anyone who doesn't know, it is a global generosity movement unleashing the power of people and organizations to transform their communities and the world. Now, it falls on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving because, of course, we have Black Friday, where everybody spends a lot of money, and then Cyber Monday, which is today, which is another day that everybody spends a lot of money. And we want to remember that this is really any time of the year is an important time to give. But this certainly, as we get into the holidays, it is often a time where people open up their purses and wallets and the generosity starts to flow. So Giving Tuesday is a nice reminder of that. It's a great movement, isn't it, Margot?
It really is, Bob. And I think we have to remember, too, like this date has been, you know, kind of started years ago, but it really is, if you'd like to say, the opening day of the giving season. So, you know, people are looking at, do they need tax receipts? Do they want to make a gift? Now's the time to do it before the end of the year. And it's just been designated as Giving Tuesday, even though we've had for many years the Taco Tuesday kind of thing. Tomorrow we're going to focus on our Giving Tuesday campaign that we're going to be supporting the emergency care close to home within the Perth and Smith Falls District community. So we're excited about it.
Yeah,
and it strictly is online.
Yeah, and this is great. This really is like you're right. It's kicked off the giving season. American Thanksgiving is over, and the reason that I bring that up is because now we see a lot more of the I'll say global, I guess North American holiday shift now, where you're going to be bombarded with Christmas and holiday themes and ads and everything. So this is really when people tend to throw it into high gear. And you're right. Giving is a big part of it. We have the Salvation Kettle campaigns that are going on, Salvation Army Kettle campaigns that are going on right now. The Build a Mountain of Food campaign continues as well as people are donating to food banks. We also saw not too long ago the generosity that was the Lake 88 Radiothon, which donated money to hospitals. And you know, I don't know what if there's a theme going on with you folks over there, because you just want people to lie down comfortably because they were beds, new hospital beds that you were raising money for both sites of the hospital. And that was a successful campaign. And now you're going to tell us all about the next campaign that we're focusing on here for Giving Tuesday. And again, you have people lying down in comfort.
We do. And you know what? You end up walking through the emergency room and you're in emergency doors and you may not be in the best of shape. And you do need those stretchers for when you come in. So our Giving Tuesday campaign is focused on emergency room stretchers for the hospital. And we would like to raise $12,500 that we need to purchase two new stretchers. And like you had mentioned, you know what? It is now the giving season and people have lots of choices. We just like them to consider us as being one of their top three of giving of choice for Giving Tuesday. And a little bit here too, for the 2021 year, the hospital facilitated over 32,000 emergency room visits. So you can only imagine the use of these stretchers being, you know, used and people coming in and out. So, you know, we don't want to sound like a broken machine here, but our provincial funding models don't cover any of the equipment like our stretchers and our vital components of a thriving hospital. So we rely on our giving, you know, people within our community, the donors within our community to help maintain our standard. And you know what, we've been very, very proud of it. Our community always stands up and helps us out. And you're right. It's a lot of ask, but I mean, we're out there and we just want to make sure that when you come through the door, the patient care, you know, is what is the word that I'm looking for, Bob?
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Exceptional.
Exceptional. There we go. So the standard care for the patients are up to where our standards have been over the past few years.
And, you know, I'm sadly, as we come into the holiday season, it is a busy time for emergency rooms. There's a lot of factors that go in there. It's, I mean, There are motor vehicle collisions that can take place for any number of reasons. We know the ride programs are out there trying to stop drinking and driving and drug use and driving as well. But the conditions out there can get pretty bad, pretty dicey. We've been pretty lucky so far. But and being right along Highway 7, the Perth Hospital can be get quite busy. The Perth site, same with Smiths Falls as well. Yeah. It is a busier time of the year, so it is good to make sure that you have got that exceptional care and equipment at the ready for any patient who does come in, and really any time of the year too.
Oh, you know what? They're used 24/7, 365 days a year. So to have needed new equipment that is available for our physicians and our nursing staff and everybody that walks through that emergency room is so critical to do that. And when and the other thing is, if we raise or when we raise our goal of the 12,500, if there's any monies over that, they will go into much needed equipment throughout the hospital, and or we may have an opportunity to purchase extra stretchers for the other departments in the hospital. So people's gifts do not go to waste by any means with any of the funds that come through the hospital. And you know, even for ourselves, not that we want to admit that we're getting a little bit older, but I am very not coordinated, Bob, which mm-hmm. might be just a little thing for 2022 that you need to know. And people fall, you know, you end up, we don't want to have broken legs, broken hips. We don't want that to happen. And if it does, we want to make sure that the equipment is fantastic for them to walk into well, or to come into. If you've broken something, you may not be walking, but.
Yeah. And I can totally understand what you say. If I had a dashboard, like a car, there'd be tons of warning lights on right now, you know, and this is, mm-hmm. it's just what happens as people do get older. And, you know, there's other injuries that can happen too, slipping on ice and things like that.
Right.
There's many different reasons. It can be something minor to, you know, a bad ankle or something like that, to something major, like someone who's been in, you know, a motor vehicle collision or something like that. Those stretchers really are vital, because they're really the conduit to healthcare for those people.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm not just focusing on our elderly. Like, we've got two great hockey arenas in our communities. Injuries happen on the ice. We've got young folks that are going to be coming in. Hopefully not, but you know what? We want to be prepared. And that is one of the great ways to give back right now on Giving Tuesday, is every little bit helps. So any donations over $20, you do receive a tax receipt. And we will be getting those out and back to you before the end of the year for sure. So like I said, it's just a little way of helping our community keep things current and new and important for our caregivers within the hospital.
You mentioned the word community there, and we talked about a couple of different charitable organizations off the top, the Salvation Army, and then of course our food banks and so on. It's important to know that, you know, the hospital is one place where you can give your money on mm-hmm. Giving Tuesday. The other hospital foundations have are always more than happy to accept donations as well. But then there's other organizations throughout. Could be a youth group, could be your church, could be any number of things that you can start the process of giving. And your charitable donations can start tomorrow. You're happy to see donations pretty much go anywhere because really it just improves the community overall.
Absolutely. And like I said at the beginning of the interview, you know, we would like to be, you know, one of your top three choices to give back to the community. We understand people have emotional commitments to or emotional ties to certain charities that they do support. And we very much understand that. And that's, you know, the way it is. It's just one of those things where you don't realize you do need that hospital until something happens. And we just want to be proactive to make sure that the equipment is there for you whenever you need it. And I know our other foundations within our community too, I believe, are participating in Giving Tuesdays, and they would be very happy to hear from any of their community that would like to support them as well.
Yeah, and it's really neat, the network that's been set up between the hospitals and Lanark County and, you know, slightly beyond, in Grenville and Leeds as well, where there's so much care that is within like 45 minutes of, you know, a drive. Yeah. Whereas it used to be, you had to go well over an hour into Ottawa, and who knows what you're going to face with weather and traffic. So donating to any of these hospitals is really donating to your own overall care. One thing that I've heard a lot of people do, and I think this is really cool. They sit down and they figure out, how much are we going to give this year? And they might say $60, could be $600. You never know. And then they sit there and they take a look at, where do we want to give this money? And they split it up. And you've mentioned the top three a number of times. And any donation matters. If you have $60 to give and you want to give $20 to, you know, the Perth and Community District Foundation, to Lanark Community Justice, and to the hospital, I mean, that's great. That is absolutely great, because you're helping out the community. You're not asking for all their charitable dollars. You just want a little bit to help improve care.
Well, Bob, I'd be remiss to say if, you know, I always love to share. It's always nice to share, that's for sure. But you know what? We live in this community. We support this community. People make their choices based on what their capacity is to give. And we've been very fortunate with everybody, you know, this past year. And healthcare is still on the top, you know, one of the top, I guess, important things. That the doors are always open,
yeah,
right? We're open 24/7. So, I mean, it's just a matter of making sure that, again, we've got stretchers for folks to be able to come in on, lay down on, if anything happens. So anything that you can give, you're right, only enhances our community. And it's one of those, it feels good. You know, we've got a lot of grandparents out there that, you know, they've got their choices of where they like to give or however they're going to do it. But it's tough. It really is tough for, you know, right now, with people just getting back on their feet, and we want to support what we can locally and do whatever possible to make our community stronger and strengthening it. But my heart always lands right back at the foundation. As you know, I'm not quiet about it. That's for sure.
Yep.
And it's just one of those things that we just want you to make you aware of being able to take a few minutes. Like we said, it's an online way to keep our care close to home within our community. And if you're not able to donate today, you know what, consider sharing this idea and this thing with a friend or family member, and just spread the word.
And what is the website people can go to?
It is you always get me on this, don't you? www.psfdhfoundation.com.
There we go. We'll put it up on the post for on our website as well, lanarkleadstoday.ca, so that people can have some easy access to that as well. No problem. And you said something earlier that really rings true. And that is, you know, a lot of people will give with their heart. They may have close ties to organizations. We know, all you need to do is walk through either side of the hospital and see all those little nameplates, right? Like, if people who've donated to the hospital, we know that so many people give with their heart to the hospital. They have those close ties to the hospital. And that's the same for many other charitable organizations across Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville as well. So we will expect to see a lot of that over the coming weeks as we head towards the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? It's one way, you know, I know for Greg and myself, we really need nothing. So it's one of those things too, that we can give back for whenever we do need that piece of equipment, hopefully many, many years down the road, but you just never know, right? We just never know when we're going to need it. So it's, like I said, it's just a way of awareness for everybody to realize that Giving Tuesday is out there and a different opportunity for you to give.
And you said you need nothing, but you need a break, and you're going to be taking the next couple of weeks off for holidays. I'm really happy for you for that. You've done incredible work over the year, Margot. You've been on the air for many times. You're one of the champions of our community, and it's always a very distinct pleasure to speak with you. We look forward to it every time. Thank you so much for being here, my friend. I really, really value the talks that we have.
Well, thank you, Bob. That's very kind of you.
Margot Hallam, who is the executive director of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital Foundation. We'll get that website for you up on lanarkleadstoday.ca. Easy to click. Giving Tuesday is tomorrow. Don't forget, you can donate to this wonderful campaign or many other campaigns that are going on across the region. You're helping out our community, and we appreciate it. Margot, we'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely, Bob. Take care.
I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.